we would have never went to Murphy's Rock now, because our Fitzesboreen, because they would have been too far from our house. We would have had no need to go there anyway, because we had Goulding's Glen at our doorstep. So in the summer, we'd be in Goulding's Glen, and you know, if it was very warm, now you go down there and swim. And they had locks kind of built off, blocked off, so that it would be deeper in areas, you know. What it was actually was the Glen River that ran through Goulding's Glen and actually ran down all Blackpool behind the houses in Spring Lane and down behind the houses in Thomas David Street. We would have played there as well. And we called that place the High Bank. That ran out right behind the house in Thomas David Street, the laneways. Now all the laneways are gone. It would have come out then by Assumption Convent, the Assumption Convent. I can't remember the name of the Assumption Convent now. It's the big pink building. But we would have played there as well. And but it was channeled in that part up further, where it ran behind the houses in Spring Lane, there was a pig farmer. And you could play, you know, we could paddle away there in the water there. But at certain times then you couldn't, because he'd killed the pigs. And all the stuff that would come out of the pigs would be left to go into the water. So you had to be very careful, you know, to make sure that he wasn't killing pigs at the time you decided to play in the water. But I suppose in a sense, looking back now, we have great freedom, you know, because we seem to have great freedom to play and do stuff, you know. And we went to the cinema in Blackpool and in the Lido, and we'd go to the Bats, Ingleton Bats over by the City Hall. Very rarely would we venture out of our own area, you know. So people knew that lived maybe in Farnery and Blackpool itself would have went out to Murphy's Rock. But as I said, Goulding's Glen was just outside our door, so we had it all, really.